Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 51 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's just cooling right on down. Oh, man, hate the winter. Hate it. Let's see what we're going to jump into here first. Trump: we will hold asylum seekers in tent cities until their trial. We'll get into it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, I hope that everybody can hear me today. We got the people that run the flash phone, and we went clear through it. I mean, this is an hour or so, more probably an hour and a half of work back and forth, but they could find nothing wrong. And then they went to even on our screens and went clear through the whole process of loading the, you know, everything up again, and Shazam, it worked, and it should still be working. I don't know, you guys have to tell me.
Henry?
Yes.
It's doing the same thing it was yesterday.
You're fucking kidding me. We just tested it just before I came upstairs.
It's pinging for me. I don't know about anybody else.
The only explanation here can be is that an algorithm either, you know, put on right down here at our local internet server or else on our server in South Carolina. I mean, there's no logical explanation. It cannot happen.
It's not as bad as it was yesterday, but it's still a problem.
Well, we'll get there. Like I said, they're real nice people, and they're baffled themselves. They cannot figure out how something like this could be happening. You know, at some point in the ball game, people, they can put an algorithm. You know, everybody has a voice print. They could put an algorithm on my fucking voice, and I don't care where I called in, any other shows or anything else, run, you know, through Google or, you know, whatever, and that's just how it's going to be. Well, that's just how it is. See, that's what happens when you let the Chinese have your internet and the Jews tell them that they want all voice of dissent, all voice in opposition to their takeover of your country removed. Well, going through that, we're going to do it anyway, guys. This is from Breitbart, sent in by Joe STP. During an interview broadcast on Monday edition of the Fox News Channel, Ingram Engel President Trump stated that asylum applicants will be held in tent cities until their hearing takes place, and people with rejected asylum applications will get out. So they are getting in, right? Those tents aren't going to be on the other side of the border. They're going to already be here, right? We've already admitted that. And I think about our people across this country living in goddamn squalor and tent cities with, those goddamn little nylon tents. You freeze to death in the son of a bitches, and it's coming on winter, and got little children and stuff. Man, we got tents. We got tents for goddamn foreigners. We got goddamn money for them. Got a free Walmart. Trump stated, if they apply for asylum, we're going to hold them until such time as their trial takes place. Yeah, like you did last time. Up until that Ninth Circuit communist court, illegal court for the corporation comes up and says, no, you're not. In fact, if somebody's getting sued here, you're going to give a whole bunch more money to these people. He added, we're going to build tent cities. We're going to have tents. They're going to be very nice tents, not like the fucking goddamn $20 Walmart tents that our people are living in by the tens of thousands all over the goddamn country. Not tens, that's goddamn by the million. There's a million people out there of our people living in shit. Although it'd be very nice tents, because they have to be very nice tents, because there's no goddamn way you can treat a third world foreign invasion force like you treat your own fucking people, huh, Trumpy? And then they're going to wait. And if they don't get asylum, they get out. You want to bet? We've already played. I mean, this, I feel like deja vu all over again. We've had this discussion, haven't we? Right in time for those goddamn elections, people unregistered to vote. That's the last free act in this whole goddamn circus that you have left. That's the only thing you can do that can be of any consequence at all, is to unregister to vote. Remove your straw man acquiescence to the main corporation. That's all you can do. Not that this is going to end anything, but it's going to at least let them tell you, I'm not no fucking fool. I'm not going to sit here and help you cut my throat. I'm not going to lean my head back and so you can get the razor in there easier. Trump plans to end birthright citizenship for children of illegal immigrants from Zero Hedge, sent in by Katie. And I want you guys to think about, we've had discussions here about when they came in with the piss testing and they challenged it on the Fourth Amendment, on the fourth article, saying that, it wasn't your property because you pissed it out. This was their goddamn whole argument. When what they were doing was having you offer evidence against yourself in violation of your fifth article. This whole thing here, even if it went down, would be just to codify the illegal, the absolutely illegal, treacherous 14th Amendment that was put into our, actually removed our Constitution, replaced it with the corporation. In a report that essentially confirms some of the worst fears of American progressives, Axios, like they all aren't sitting down in their think tanks. You think they got Democrat think tanks and Republican think tanks and horse shit. They got their ruling elite think tanks, period, okay? The international corporate mafia think tanks, period. And they work together, man. They cross-reference. They do everything they can to manipulate, to stay into fucking power, because, as I have to come up here and say every once in a while, they're hauling it out right now. Billions of dollars worth of your natural resources are leaving your shores right now. And you'll never, and a handful of bribes is all the money that anyone in America, because I won't call them Americans because they're not Americans, these occupiers, these goddamn dirty treasonous bastards, but they're the only ones, they're getting a pocket full of money and it's all getting hauled away, and it's all designed to bring you down to your goddamn knees. Without resource, look at other countries. Without the resource, man, God, without the guns. I think about the people who, say, why ain't you Americans, man? How come you guys ain't stepped up? I mean, man, you ain't done nothing yet. Well, I want to ask them, why in the fuck did you let them take your guns? Why did you let them take your guns? Were you that stupid? You couldn't read history either? At least they ain't got us yet, okay? And they ain't getting us. Because we're not that fucking dumb. Here we go. Trump, Progressive Axis said Tuesday that President Trump is planning to sign an executive order to end birthright citizenship for babies of non-citizens and unauthorized immigrants born on U.S. soil. In a report based on an interview with Axios, set to air on its show, Axios on HBO, the organization's reporter said such an order would be the most dramatic move yet. In Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration, targeting so-called anchor babies, it will almost certainly set off another standoff with the courts. Because, you know, I heard when they first started talking about this yesterday evening, I heard somebody mention that the 14th Amendment has never been litigated. And when we do go to litigate it, we're going to litigate it with a corporate court. It isn't a court of the United States, of the little United, the big ass states of the Americas that belongs to we the people. It is the corporation that removed that. A panel with zero authority over we the people or our property. In fact, in complete violation of our Bill of Rights in every instance. They cannot even talk about them. Okay, crackdown on illegal immigrations targeting so-called anchor babies. It will most certainly set off another standoff in the courts as Trump's authority to impose such a change via executive order is up for debate. There is no debate about it. Trump said in an interview that he has run the idea of ending birthright citizenship by his counsel and plans to proceed with the highly controversial move, which certainly will face legal challenges. See, that 14th Amendment is going to get a legal challenge, but it ain't going to get the right goddamn legal challenge. It was always told to me that you needed a constitutional amendment. Guess what? You don't, Trump said, declaring he can do it by executive order. Well, actually, he could if he was a real president. I mean, God, well, he's the head CEO. He can actually do what he wants because none of this shit is legal.
When told says that's very much in dispute.
What the fuck does that mean? Trump replied, "You can definitely do it with an act of Congress, but now they're saying I can do it just with an executive." See, they're playing this goddamn game. You can do it with an act of Congress. Now, they're pretending like this is just another amendment, like those other amendments, you know, the Second Amendment, your right to own guns and stuff. They're starting to, you know, work their way into that kind of goddamn area. The fact is, your Bill of Rights was removed in 1868. It was fucking removed. When you were named subjects cannot have a Bill of Rights. I'm sorry. The two cannot exist on the same plane, but the Bill of Rights was ratified law. And the ninth article forbid they did not have the authority to put the 14th Amendment into effect. It was an act of treason. It was an act of usurpation. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in and has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States with all those benefits. Trump continued, all those benefits that they steal from you at your birth. They take control when they set up that straw man corporation to make you a dead corporation that they control, that's turned over to them, that they control all the assets thereof. Those are the benefits that these, well, yeah, they'll take them conditionally through the government, through handouts, because they think that the government's just going to keep a hand. Now that's what they're doing to chum them in here. But they're going to end up working just like the slaves they are down in their own goddamn countries, because all that's going to be removed because they're taking it all, people. This is a cash out, man. This is a cash out of the United States. It is in the process. It'll happen with an executive order. Trump said he was surprised that Axios had caught wind of his plan. I didn't think anybody knew that but me. I thought I was the only one. Axios later clarified that it had been working to confirm the story for weeks before the interview. While any attempt to remove birthright citizenship would undoubtedly set off a constitutional challenge, they can fucking asset forfeiture, take our shit without a charge, without a conviction, but this, You're going to stop the anchor babies. You're going to stop this goddamn conquest of the United States. You're going to challenge it. And, but even this here, it's all a goddamn act, people, because it's going to be challenged for the wrong fucking reason. See, Judge Napolitano, I heard before I came up here, I was listening to that Fox stupid box. Judge Napolitano said that the 14th Amendment is constitutional. Did he really? Well, then, of course, they say that asset forfeiture is constitutional, too. It just violates the fuck out of the Bill of Rights, that's all. Your corporate constitution that you wrote and the legal powers you have handed over to yourself in violation of the people's authority, well, yeah, I bet it fits right in with that. But it doesn't fit in with that ninth article, does it? And that is ratified fucking law. What you did is goddamn fraud. And treachery. Fraud and treachery versus the law. We'll see how this turns out. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof and subject to the jurisdiction. Now, let's break this down. All persons born or naturalized in the United States. The big United, big S states. That's a United States corporation. And subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Thereof what? Subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. The United States does have a jurisdiction. It's called administrative admiralty. But I, as an American national, am not subject to nothing. That's what we fought a king off for. Subjects don't have rights. They wrote this down just like, we're just going to remove that Bill of Rights, and this is how it's going to be here from now on. I know what the story is, you know, to free the slaves, but God damn, you know, the fact is the Bill of Rights from the day it was put into place, and, well, you know, they had the emancipation and all this stuff, but it was being violated right out the fucking gate. And the people should have said, hey, man, finally ends up in 1862 or 3 or whenever that war started, that civil war. You know, people are like, God damn, we can't have slaves or I'll be a slave. What do you think the people in the colonies, I mean, you got to remember the people that we're talking about here, back even in the colonial days when they held slaves. These people, under the Articles of Confederation, which is what they fought, the so-called revolution, which was the hijacking of a popular uprising of the people. But even under the Articles of Confederation, under Article 6, unless you owned property, unless you were a property owner, which means that the people that you own property outright, or you didn't have rights. Says it right in there, read it. It says you don't have any rights. What the people fought for was for the people to have rights. And you would think that they would see right off the bat, man, you can't have a population. I mean, because there's still people of all, I mean, it wasn't just the blacks. There were white people, many people, white people held in servitude and in bondage, as there were blacks. And there were blacks that held whites, man. It's an amazing thing that was going on in this country, just like what is going on in this country right now. But the bottom line here is, once the Bill of Rights hits, it was being violated right out the gate. Being violated right out the gate because you can't hold a goddamn slave. Nobody can be. You can't. Every person has the natural rights in that Bill of Rights. It doesn't say anything about color. It doesn't say anything about gender or anything else. It just says every American is born with these goddamn rights. And the jurisdictions, they want to talk about the jurisdictions subject to the jurisdictions of the United States. Well, I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. The only jurisdiction we're subject to is our own. We are the people. See, when we're born, the baby comes out. He's got a little bitty jurisdiction in him. You can see it. It's there. He's a fucking American. So he comes in. As he grows, his parents nurture that jurisdiction, and they nurture him to the point to where he becomes of age. You know, he matures to the point to where he can exercise that jurisdiction on his own. Until then, mom and dad are taking care of him under their own jurisdiction, which that government has no fucking business in, and it trumps anything the government says. We are the supreme law of this land is the people. If we're not, then it ain't our fucking land and we're slaves, right?
See, a logical argument like that, oh man, that'd be a tough one to do, because you're saying here that I'm subject to the jurisdiction thereof of the United States. No, I'm not. That is an admiralty jurisdiction. The only jurisdiction I can possibly be brought to answer under is an American national's jurisdiction, another American national jurisdiction through the common law courts, which these cocksuckers removed illegally by declaring emergencies. I've read the ninth article. It doesn't say anything in there about declaring emergencies being a good enough excuse. There is no excuse. You have no authority. You can't do it. And Judge Napolitano, I mean, well, Judge Napolitano came up and said that because they had mentioned that it had never been litigated. Of course not. If you sit in front of any 12 thinking people with half a goddamn brain, and I can explain to them exactly what I just explained to you. Why did we fight the British? Because we didn't want to be subjects to their authority anymore. We wanted to be free individuals. We wanted individual rights and freedoms, which of course was hijacked by an apparatus put together by the ex-admiralty that was, the king's men in this country. Probably all was just a fucking orchestrated act anyway. But I had to put it together so that when the admiralty soared, the charter for the United States, the admiralty charter was surrendered there at Yorktown. It was surrendered right over to another Mason in the Admiralty. And that's all there was, people, until that Bill of Rights was forced in there. That's all there was. You were still nothing. Nothing more than you were. You'd fought that whole goddamn war. In fact, the people that, you know, that had signed up and they were going to get 360 acres for fighting the war if you lived through it. Well, they had to take all that to cover their losses because they had to finance a war when they were fucking financing both sides of the goddamn war, making a fortune off. They took that from them people. And they didn't do, I'll guarantee you, they didn't do it through a due process of law because it didn't exist yet. Because the Bill of Rights hadn't been written, hadn't been forced on these dirt maniacal aristocracy. So they took that land from them people. But who won the land? I mean, did that aristocracy go out there and they just whipped the British all by them? No, the goddamn people whipped the British out of here. The people, our people, fucking won this country. It belongs to us. Us exclusively. And this idea of some, I mean, this has been known. I read books, man. I mean, I don't read books just from this century, but from all the centuries, you know, since I occur back to Egypt. I've read books about, I mean, I've read history, world history. And the international law is like this, man. You want to be an American, you got to be fucking born here, okay? The only ones were naturalized were the first Americans. That's the only reason naturalization even comes into the equation, because we were all British subjects. And then when the war ended, we weren't British subjects anymore, so we had to become naturalized to a new nationality. We became that new nationality. Now, two Americans, if you know, they have a child, that child's a natural-born American. All the rights and all the, you know, the country, the chunk country belongs to them. But everything they've done since, I mean, see what they wanted is after that Civil War, they were, at Lincoln, you know, like we said, he's the first one to truly say, fuck the Ninth Amendment, I'm taking over, I'm king. Declaring martial law on the people. His only power was within the government. That's how, but if you haven't read the Anti-Federalist Papers and the Federalist Papers, you gotta go look at them Federalist Papers and look what they were telling you. Our only power will only be amongst, you know, within the government itself. We could never come and bother you. We have no power over you. It's not what we're talking about here. It's not what we want. We want to protect your rights. We want them for all of us. All of us. We're all buddies. We're all the same until the ruling class comes along. We're all the same. We want to protect those rights for you. That's why we're forming this government. That's what this whole fucking government is about, is protecting those rights for you. And then they come along and, like I said, Lincoln declares martial law on the people that he has no authority over. He had no authority over the people. None. When he declared martial law and suspended the Bill of Rights. Okay? So now we got the Bill of Rights suspended, and so, and what was one of the first things he did, as soon as he got that son of a bitch, as soon as he declared that martial law, he started pumping the Irish in here. Because they were at war. See, they needed bodies. They needed bodies to go kill the people in the South. Foreign bodies. People who, a lot of them couldn't even speak English. And you watched Gangs of New York, where, you know, you got a big bunch of them coming off the boat. They're walking over there, signing up to go into the army right up on. There's two ships sitting there. One, they're unloading the corpses of the last dumb bastards that, you know, did this. And on the other one, the new ones are putting on their uniform and getting on the boat and getting ready to go over and shoot Americans. Real fucking Americans. And all of those people were brought in violation of the Bill of Rights. The bottom line is, no matter how they could ever try to argue this, it still stands as absolute that the Bill of Rights says that the property that an individual owns in this country can only be removed one way. You can only take my property one fucking way. And that's by being another American national and filing a civil complaint for a damage, and you get an award through a common law jury. Only a common law jury can actually remove my property and hand it to somebody else. They remove our common law courts. And every time they bring one of these fucking assholes in here, these foreign assholes, every fucking time they bring one of them in, I don't care if it's a rich Chinaman, or it's a goddamn poor-ass spick from down in Central America. Every time they bring one of them in here, just like Trumpy was talking about there, you know, all the big package. They're getting that. That doesn't belong to them. They're taking a portion of what belongs to me as an individual. And in the common law court, you can't do that. So it is a fraud. Did you take a portion of this however many people, 320 million, whatever real Americans are here, 1 320 millionth of that you just gave that son of a bitch belongs to me. You took it and you did not go through the due process of the law. That is goddamn treason. It is goddamn illegal. It is fraud, and it'll stay fraud because there is no statute of limitations on fraud. That's what they know. That's why they're bringing in these goddamn foreigners here to kill you. To use that 1.4 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition to put your ass in the ground, because this isn't rocket science, people. They're going to act like, oh, geez, and all these people, and we got Dershowitz, and he's going to come on there, and they're really going to discuss these angles of this as anchor, baby. And that whole fucking 14th Amendment can't be there. Either it can't be there, or the Bill of Rights can't be there. The Bill of Rights was ratified by the states in the Articles as it stands. And when it was made law, it says in the 9th Article, it couldn't be changed. That's what they fucking hate. They hate that fucking Bill of Rights. It's the stumbling block that's got them right now. That's why you're finally starting to hear the 14th Amendment, man. We just fought a little while back on that, didn't we? We put the mandamus up right on the, we tried to get everybody to send it as far as you can, because there's the truth. There's the truth of the matter. We're the guy, if the people aren't the authority in this country, they tell you, the people granted the authority for the Constitution. That means the power must be ours, right? And if I grant you an authority, that doesn't mean I surrender it myself. I'm not giving it to you. I'm allowing you to exercise it by my jurisdiction as a United States American national. But if you fuck up, I take it back. You got no authority. Go fuck yourself. Because we're the only ones that had any authority. Think about it when they're creating this Constitution shit. Well, there's a handful of them, the zillionaires, the goddamn aristocracy from the colonies that have been oppressing the people, the same son of a bitches that did doing business that were the king's men. And then there comes this guy, they actually fought that. Now they want the goddamn rights. What are you talking about here? Because that's what was going on in the colonies, you know. We get into this a little more when we get back from our bottom of the hour break.
times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Scheib via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Scheib. It is 12:38 Pacific Time. And that was Blackberry Smoke. Payback's a bitch, and it's going to be. But onward with the discussion. Now, when, like I said, when the surrender happened at Yorktown, it was one admiralty surrendering the sword over to another admiralty. You were under martial fucking law, right, out the gate, okay? Get that through your heads. And this time around, I promise you, we're going to have to fight. Make no mistake about it, we are going to have to fight these motherfuckers. There is no way around it. You will fight or you will succumb to slavery. But when it's time to surrender that sword, there's going to be a goddamn admiral. There's going to be a general. There's going to be someone from the maritime admiralty that power is going to be handed over to, that charter is going to be handed over to, that other admiralty control is going to be transferred to. Can't let it happen. You haven't won this war, people. You know what? You can think it sounds ridiculous, but the only way that there can be a surrender that's correct, where we the people, where it's understood this is our fucking country and we're free people and we're going to live as free people and there's never going to be any government over us. There is going to be nobody just because of the clothes they're wearing and who they know and the secret societies they belong to that's going to have any authority over us. 300 and whatever, however many of us are left when this shit's over with. How many men and women 16 and above, in an individual article of surrender to that person's jurisdiction, handing the jurisdiction back over to the people. Then we'll talk about a government that's going to serve us. And all of our resources belong to us. And it's going to come through our hands. It's not, the Congress ain't going to hold the purse strings. We're going to hold the fucking purse strings. We'll buy. Because we're a rich country and we're a rich people. And we're a people that would like peace and we like to be left alone. We will buy with the penance of what we're paying for this tyranny. With pennies to the dollar. Not even pennies, man. Pennies to the millions of dollars of what we're paying for this tyranny. We will buy a government. We will hire a government to represent us in international affairs international commerce and war. But I'll tell you what, you will never have the fucking money again. That was our problem. We let them take control of the goddamn wealth of the nation and they used it to enslave us. The money comes directly to the people. Each and every one of us, whatever it is per day, whatever it is, in gold. If any resource leaves this goddamn country, it's going to be in the form of a manufactured good. That an American manufactured, and you will be paid in gold. And if you use more of the resource than is your share of the resource that you're cashing in, you want to cash in, go ahead. I mean, it's yours. But you go past that, the reason they incorporated, you know, you had to have the corporation to protect you because there's all this wealth that could be made from this. And these, it ain't just one person going out and making their living and, you know, an American taking advantage of the free enterprise and the resources that belong to them with a debt-free currency to exchange with one another. We'd be filthy goddamn people. Think how rich we would be. It ain't going to happen that way. And it is the purse strings. The money comes directly to the people. And there is no, the only middleman will be the one guy that makes, we'll have, you know, we'll hire a goddamn accounting, like an accounting firm. And you will understand to be a part of your contract. You're ever caught cheating, one American, your fucking ass will hang. We'll pay you a good salary. I mean, you'll make your money. You'll get paid well for your service. But I'm telling you people, we'd be rich. And healthcare, I want healthcare, I'll buy the finest in the fucking world. I'm rich. I live in the richest country in the goddamn, on this planet, and I own it. I mean, this is the game they have played with us for so fucking long.
It's just like, you know, you goddamn, like the tooth thing, you know, your goddamn tooth, you can't get, you can't go see a dentist, you don't have any money. I'm sitting here in the wealthiest country on the goddamn planet. I own it, and I can't, and I you know, tell you, it's just too bad there ain't no money to pull your tooth. We're sending, we got to send $3.8 billion by law, because now you have a foreign country called Israel that is directly taxing you. Now, that's where your money has to go, because the money is coming in. And it's not just the taxation, it's our goddamn resources. Right now they're doing everything they can to pump all the resources out of this country as fast as they can. Just like, you know, tapping into the Alaskan wilderness. All our, you know, for years there, remember we were in the 70s when we had to get us a strategic reserve of oil in case something tried to get us. And we're sitting on all the goddamn oil we could ever need for, I mean, if it was just the American nationals. And again, and you know, go back to 1868 when they, you know, with this phony fucking 14th Amendment. And so they could pour people in here because they wanted to do the commercial thing, you see. I'm not satisfied with being goddamn rich. I want to go beyond that. I want to become sick in the head with fucking, you know, I want to own people. I want to be a god. I mean, just having everything you could ever want ain't enough for them. So they pumped in the goddamn people from all over the goddamn world. And every one of them they brought in, it's all a fraud. Because that took from the American nationals in bigger portions back then, people. Think about it. Think about what was here and what's already been hauled off. Bigger portions then. But there was no due process of the law. That's why that 14th Amendment was fucking put in there. So they could start looting and taking the country, form a corporation. This is the assets of the corporation. We'll sell, including you, by the way. So make sure you go down and vote that straw man, because you're one of their possessions that makes their possessions possible. When you go down there and sign your name on that ballot. But like I said, if there is an argument on the 14th Amendment, it won't be whether the son of a bitch could even be there or not. Oh, well, no, actually, it says anyone, let me see here, it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States. Well, they were born here. That's going to be the only, I mean, that's our ruling. They were born here. So it's their country. No, that ain't how it works. And the Bill of Rights took care of it, because the goddamn, the people that, them anti-federalists, those dirty sons of bitches, those terrorists of their time, just like you and me. They knew what was coming. They knew exactly what these pricks would try to do. That's why that Bill of Rights was inserted. And when that Bill of Rights was inserted, whatever was the property of this United States belonged to each and every goddamn one of us. They used to tell you, it's your public lands. It belongs to you. Remember when they wanted to get the Forest Service? We want to manage this for you because it belongs to you. Well, if it belongs to me as real property, and as an American national with the only jurisdiction that can exist in this goddamn country, besides the admiralty which exercises off where the ends, where the tide ebbs and flows. Oh, it would never get past that. That was promised. Oh, God. Why would you people think we'd ever do that to you? Why? Jeez, we fought right alongside you. I mean, well, we didn't exactly weren't alongside you, but we were running around the country hiding while you guys were doing the dying and the killing And you know, we were making money off the British and off of you, but we did see that you got some moldy bread once in a while. Maybe even some rags to wrap around your fucking feet while you were fighting. We did do that for you. So we're one of you. But we're going to take control of every fucking thing. They can't do it. That's why the Bill of Rights is put in place. You're not just going to sell our nation off. That's why when Jefferson said you'll wake up homeless on the continent your grandfathers conquered. Well, what the fuck do you think he meant? How could that be possible? It belongs to you. Somebody would have to get it away from you. And then we didn't sell it to him, did we? I didn't get no check in the mail, neither did my dad, my grandpa, my great-grandpa, my great-great-great-grandpa, my great-great-great-great-great-grandpa. None of them. Nobody got a check in the mail. These dirty son of a bitches they assumed power. They declared in the face of the people's authority, they flipped the finger at us and declared a corporation and said, this whole goddamn country is the assets of the United States Corporation, and that includes you. You don't have no goddamn rights. You're under admiralty law. Your possession, your property. That's why this time, you watch what happened. Now, you people watch close for it. Because it's already in action. Because there's got to be another admiralty for that admiralty to hand the, because it's all going to be martial law. And I mean, goddamn, what is an uprising? It is complete mayhem. But then once you turn it into a revolution, then you got a government. But that government's going to be running your ass under martial law to fight a war. You're going to be under the law of admiralty. No trials. What do you think in the colonies? You know, when the people, one of the things that people don't talk about is exactly why was them colonists so goddamn pissed? And one of the things was those admiralty courts. See, they had their common law courts. They were living under English common law subjects. They didn't have the rights you and me got. They were still subject to the will of the king. But they did have their common law courts, and they had their common law, you know, settle their own disputes between themselves as best they could. And then they'd finally done all the work and this goddamn country became worth something, man, the riches were just untold. I mean, the lumber, the gold, the silver, the copper, I mean, just untold riches. Once it was brought to bear, once there was control over it, once the people who were fleeing England and the theocracy over there had taken control of the resources. Well, those are the king's resources, by the way. Hey, wait a minute, you son of a bitch. I dug this out of the goddamn wilderness. I fought off Indians. We conquered this goddamn ground here, and now we brought it to bear, and what we make belongs to the king? I don't quite fucking think so. And when they started trying to collect, you know, through the taxation, you know, fucking on your income tax on your work, on your property. If you couldn't pay the tax, come take your goddamn property. And they go to the common law courts, you know, and they say, you know, geez, you know, we did the work every day. You know, we have these rights. It's because the first Sons of Liberty were actually British citizens looking for their goddamn British rights as subjects. Not like us. We're not subjects. We got real rights, and they're our rights, ours alone. But they, you know, they went looking for their rights, and what did, oh, well, the king, he sent his goddamn militarized the place. He said, declared martial law and set up his admiralty courts. And then by God, you found out you didn't have no rights at all. You were the king's property. You did what the king said. Everything that you create belongs to the king, including the clothes on your fucking back. And see, that's what pissed the people off. No, I do not belong to you, you son of a bitch across the ocean. You send your little fucking red lobster-bellied bastards over here to fuck with me, I'm going to shoot them down. And it will push, shove. Here we are at Lexington and Concord. They'd had enough. And so they shot, and they shot, and they shot, and they died, and they killed, and they shot, and they died, and they killed, and killed, and killed, and killed, and died, and shot. And then hand the goddamn sword right over to the new admiralty, which were the dirty son of a bitches in the goddamn colonies that were terrorizing the people. The very same. And you were still under martial law. You were still under the same martial law you were when you started firing. They just played a scam on you. But thankfully, the people were heavily armed, and they were, you know, goddamn, a fight's a fight. They've been doing it for quite a while. They got it figured out pretty goddamn good, to where they wouldn't be no problem to go to Philadelphia and just fucking finish the job. And that's what they should have done. That's the only thing I hold against them. That's the only thing I hold against that 16-year-old kid with the pike in his hand that, you know, marched into Concord and stuck that goddamn bayonet or that goddamn pike into that Hessian soldier. That's the only thing I'll hold against them. Why in the fuck didn't you knew what they were? Well, we had these guys, you know, we'll put a bill of rights together. We're going to tell you, son of, we're going to, hey, you know what, admiralty, son of a bitch, is up there. You're writing this goddamn constitution up. We got something to tell you here. Oh, we're going to be apart from you. We are going to govern ourselves under our common law. We are the authority in this country, and it's going to be understood via this document we're going to present to you. You will fucking sign it, and you will fucking ratify it, and you will put it into the goddamn Constitution as the controlling law in that Constitution, because the people are the authority. We grant the authority. I mean, how many times have you heard that over your life? I guess that didn't mean nothing, did it? We grant the authority. We are the authority. We are free. No one can put a hold on us. The only jurisdiction exists in us. And we exercise it through our common law. And we do it in front of our common law jury. We got a process. Here's our process. This is how we're going to fucking live. You got it? Now put it in there, or we'll come to Philadelphia and we'll fucking kill you.
And that's just what, this is what was going on in truth. Hey, I mean, they tried to milly mouth around it, but you know, you're, yes, there was threats, you know, that there would be further war if they, you know, they told them, you put the son of a bitch in there. You, we're not your fucking boys. We're not, we didn't, just like, you know, the first thing, John Adams, we need to declare a king. Let's declare George Washington king. Boy, that would have done it. And then they, like I said the other day, they tried to make it look like all magnanimous is the way they wrote it out, all the Masons. I'm sure they had a little think tank going on there. Wrote it all out. I cannot, you know, and all these things to George Washington, so you hold this son of a bitch and Mason, son of a bitch up and worship him like a god. I mean, but that's what it was supposed back in the time. They're going, yeah, you fucking tried, Georgie. Declare a king, and we'll come and fucking kill him. You won't even get out of this country alive. The other one, at least he's across the ocean, he gets to live. We shouldn't allow that. Once we got the power, we should have destroyed fucking Britain for fucking enslaving our people for, you know, for the time that they did. But if they declared George Washington king, the goddamn the fuck, they just came, hey, we just got to do the finish with you. Who's going to back your fucking play there, buddy? Continental Army guy. Are you going to back their play to fucking are you working for the king now? You came here fighting for freedom and liberty? That's what they sold you on? They put the gun in your hand and they said, we're fighting to free ourselves, so we free sovereigns so that we're not subjects of the king anymore. That's why you put the Continental Soldier. Are you going to turn your guns on your brothers and the militias and stuff that are pouring down out of the mountains and headed to Philadelphia? Or are you going to fucking take those cocksuckers out? What do you think would have happened, people? That's why the Bill of Rights, they hated it from the beginning. They've always hated it. The thought of it, just a common fellow being able to get up, just like me getting up here and talking about these pricks, like Trump, you low-life piece of garbage, and being able to say something, oh, God damn it, I should be able to have him lashed in the square for talking to me like that. And they'll tell you, we're the ruling elite. I mean, they're not making any bones about any of this, people. They're the ruling elite. That makes you the ruled by the elite, right? Or else these words are just don't mean what they think. Just like this goddamn 14th Amendment. It doesn't mean what it says, huh? It says subject. You know what? I'm not a subject. I'm a free man, and the only jurisdiction that exists in this country that applies to an American national is the goddamn common law jurisdiction born in him. When you're born, like I said, little baby, got that little baby jurisdiction in you, and it grows up to be a great big man jurisdiction. And that's the only fucking jurisdiction American nationals under. This fucking government, they're our bitches, they're our boys. That was so clear. That's why we didn't need that Bill of Rights. Because they knew they were just a handful, and we'd wipe their fucking ass clear out if they tried to declare a king. Oh, one of them wanted to bring a Prussian prince over here to be our new sovereign for our people. Well, it just wouldn't have washed then, and it isn't going to fucking wash now. Because people, if people were stupid, as you know, we tend to be drawn into this notion that people just, God, people must be goddamn dumb. They must be so fucking dumb to let this happen. Then why are they having to do what they're having to do to these websites and like they're doing to this broadcast and like they've done to From the Trenches if the people are so fucking stupid? Why don't they want us to talk to each other? Stupid people can't never understand these kind of things. They can't understand the concepts that I've just put forth here to you today. Why don't they want us to hear what we have to say? Why do they spend more than this fucking site and this broadcast could ever be worth in, I mean, even if it was run, you know, if it was on a, running on a fair, on a level playing field. More than it would ever be worth to keep it quiet. Just like this thing with me being able to talk to you people today on the phone. We checked it 3 fucking times. And when the broadcast comes up, all of a sudden, like. And every day we see another encroachment, like the site taken out yesterday, the GA site. Oh, they did, for the first time ever in the history, a site has been removed by the goddamn server for content. That first article must not say what it says, or else they must be saying, we don't, you got some corporate son of a bitch. You see, whoever took that down at GoDaddy, I mean, right away, I mean, under the common law, you go right over there and you go, you just file yourself a lawsuit against that son of a bitch. And you go to the common law court and you put it into the common law judge. And then you fill out your goddamn letter of demand. I want every fucking thing you have, you dirty son of a bitch. You're trying to take my first article right away from me. I'm suing him for $100 million. and you put it on there, and they have no choice because you're the only one that has the can exercise the jurisdiction. They have to take it. He has to answer, and he doesn't come to you as goddamn General Snotball or goddamn major this or goddamn any kind of authority, government authority, this or that. He comes to you as just Joe, son of a bitch. Now, did you sign this piece of paper? Taking my goddamn, taking my site down, taking me out of the public square, taking my words down. Did you do that? Yeah, I did. Jury, I mean, he can try to lie about it, but here's his signature right here. This is what removed my site. This is what removed my broadcast. That's my first article right to speak. That's my most basic right is to be able to tell a son of a bitch he's a son of a bitch. Now, I want you to punish this son of a bitch so that this never happens again, because if we allow them to take our right to speak to one another away, you got to know they're after the whole fucking Marianne, right? Because for one of the first rules of war is break communication. And like I said before, why if the people are stupid and they're just really just dumb and it really don't matter, why is there so much money and effort being put forth to fucking shut us up? To make sure that that 75% out there who don't go out and vote, a lot of them have never registered to vote. Never, fuck that vote. They don't mean nothing. They'll tell you. They were smarter than us a long time ago. Vote don't mean nothing. They didn't know why. They just knew it didn't mean nothing. But we could tell them why. And remove that fucking consent. I mean, remove that straw man consent. I'm telling you, if everybody who's going out there to stop, you know, for Trump, man, all you people out there, you good patriots, if y'all removed yourself from those fucking voter rolls, from those corporate voter rolls, yeah, nobody's going to tell you. You can sit there and you can blow smoke, try to blow it up my ass all day long. Ain't nobody going to tell me that wouldn't have a fucking effect, because that's telling them we're done with your ass. Fight, let's do it. But this ain't going no further. It's going to be a fight. It's just like them men standing out there on that Lexington Green. This is it. This is where it stops. I mean, we might go through this, but this is the beginning of the stop, and you are going to be stopped. You're going to be fucking driven out. A lot of you are going to be hung for fucking treason. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And don't forget, Judge Napolitano, he said the 14th Amendment's constitutional, but then again, So is asset forfeiture. I mean, it's all constitutional because they've removed your Bill of Rights, you see. They think that they have what they're telling you is you're not the authority in this country. By God, they are. I guess we're going to have to settle that now, aren't we? And that is The Word from the Trenches.